You're listening to River Country, where rock and country collide. The singer I have on the phone right now is a Canadian country artist who's had a big year, who just won his second Juno for Country Album of the Year. Brett Kissel, thanks for coming on the show, man.
My friend, pleasure's all mine. Excited to be chatting with you, and welcome to the Peace Country, and excited, obviously, to talk about Teepee Creek and the big stampede in July.
I know you just got back from Europe a few weeks ago. My question for you is, what's the biggest difference between touring in Europe and touring back here in Canada? In fact, touring in your home province of Alberta.
Well, I mean, there's a special energy that you get when you're back home. I mean, my heart is very full. It's very happy when I get a chance to play in Alberta. I'm a small town guy. Getting a chance to play in Teepee Creek is going to be so great because that's how I grew up. You know, I feel like I can really connect with everybody who's going to come out to the show. He's going to want to throw back a couple of beers. You know, two-step, maybe find a girl, find a guy, whatever, and have a really good time listening to some country music. So that is why I'm excited to come back. But when you're in Europe, it's really, really special, intriguing, interesting, crazy, getting to bring my brand of country music across the Atlantic Ocean and playing for country music fans who can't speak English. France or Switzerland, like, it was crazy because some of my songs, like Started With a Song or Anthem or We Were That Song, 3-2-1, they love, but I don't know if they know what it means. I don't know what they think of the song. They love it for what it is, but it's really cool getting a chance to play my music for people who don't understand perhaps the feeling or the message behind the song. They just love it for the lyrics or for the vibe or the feeling. So it's a completely different ball game when you tour in Europe.
Now, I do know you do travel with your family sometimes. Are they able to join you on the trip?
No, I mean, my wife has been to Europe before and with me and everything, but this is a whirlwind trip for us. You know, we did a lot of shows in a short amount of time. And the reality is that the presence that we have in the Canadian country music market affords us the opportunity to have a bus and really call the shots in some respect. And I say that with respect, that when we go out in Canada, we do things our way. When we're in Europe, we're starting from the beginning. And I love that. I love getting a chance to, you know, really go back to my roots and build things from the ground up. So I'm not able to, you know, necessarily bring out my family or call the shots that I'm able to call when I'm home in Canada. But we're working hard to make sure that my family can travel with me internationally as we start to conquer markets like Asia. South America is in our plans. Australia is in our plans. As well as going back to Europe again and again.
A lot nicer to have your family with you, too, on the road, just to have someone there, you know, being far away from them, I imagine, is just stressful.
You know what? It definitely adds stress. You miss your family. I mean, a lot of guys that work in northern Alberta, you know, have their homes elsewhere, whether it's, you know, on the other side of Canada in the Maritimes, whether it's in southern Alberta, you know, especially the people that are part of the oil business. And obviously, you know, recently they announced that the big pipeline has been approved here in northern Alberta. So it's going to be making people, you know, work a lot more. I get Canadians working a lot more, you know, in northern Alberta, going through from Edmonton all the way into BC. You look at those types of things and people that are working in the oil patch, they're away from their families. I'm in a similar situation.
Absolutely.
Away from my family too. But I got to make the best of it and make sure I treasure those moments when I am with my family. And I'm really hoping that my family will join me actually in Teepee Creek and we can spend some time in Grand Prairie, Peace River. My wife was born in Fairview and lived in Hinds Creek all her life. So we're excited to see some of our family back home.
I was looking at your Instagram yesterday. And I did see that you were writing a song with your daughter. Do we have another future country star on our hands here?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be surprised if she turns into a singer. She loves to entertain. She'll stand up on the coffee table. She'll grab a wooden spoon, sing O Canada, sing every Disney song that she can think of. You know, I mean, if I start talking with Cecilia, even if I'm complimenting our daughter Mila or Aria, they'll say, Dad, pay attention. I'm singing, Dad. Please listen, Dad. So it's pretty darn cute getting a chance to watch my girls try to entertain me when they're standing on the couch at the coffee table.
Now, do you have anything new coming up for us soon? Anything you're working on right now that you can kind of give us a little tease for?
You know what? I would love to tell you all about it. I've been very, very specific to maybe just kind of keep my cards a little closer to my chest. Have I been in the studio? Yes. Have I been writing new songs? Yes. Do I believe this music is better than anything I've ever put out? Yes. Is it going to be coming out soon? I don't know. Is this music kick-ass? Absolutely. So that's kind of all I can tell you about it. Am I going to play some of these new songs in Teepee Creek? Probably. Am I excited about it? I think I said that already.
Well, I am excited to see you July 12th. And you know, I gotta give this to you as well. Your concert isn't even that much money. It's only $60, and it's very hard to find a concert for that price anymore.
You know, for three $20 bills, all right, for three $20 bills, we promise to give the best Friday night performance that has ever happened at the Teepee Creek Stampede. What, 100 and how many years did they say? 103 years? Well, I'll make sure that, you know, whether you're in and you're chilling, obviously, with me backstage, or if everybody's going to be out in the front in the audience, this is going to be really, really a special night for me and my band. Like I said, we love getting a chance to come back to small-town Alberta. That's where my heart is the happiest. So we're going to play. We're going to have an amazing time. I cannot wait, obviously. July 12th is when we're going to be there. And like I said, $60. I mean, I promise I'm going to give you at least a $100 show. That's my guarantee. I will give you a $100 show for a $60 ticket.
Thank you so much for calling in. You can catch him at the TP Stampede on July 12th for $60. You can go to the website, tpstampede.ca, to pick up tickets. Thanks so much for calling in, Brett. I can't wait to see you.
No problem, buddy. See you soon.